episode of Below the Dot Podcast, where we recap and discuss a new episode of Degrassi, The Next Generation, every Throwback Thursday from the Degrassi Black Hole. I am your co-host, Terry McGregor.
And I am your other host, Chris Sharp.
And today we are recapping Season 7, Episode 4, titled It's Tricky. But before we get into that, we'll get into some trivia for Terry.
I'm just trying to figure out why my dumbass put my retainers in. Knowing good and well they give me a whole ass list. So here we are. Anyway, one trivia question this week. Name one song from Craig's new CD.
Okay, bangers. There was lots to choose from. Thong Girl, Wrong Girl?
Girl, you better. I was hoping that was one. It was like, if you know anything, it's got to be that one.
It's Thong Girl, Wrong Girl, but also we laughed at Redheaded for Trouble, obviously, because that's about Ellie. And then I think the Ashley one is like, She's My Ash or something like that.
Yes. And why did he have a song called A Dedicated Father? That better have been about Joseph.
What was the last song on the track list was something about his sister.
Lament for Little Sister. I wrote down every song.
Okay. I was just like, what is he talking about?
Girl, I don't even know.
That is funny. I feel like this is for this episode. Hopefully I didn't copy and paste it from another one. But apparently this is Manny's 100th episode and she's the first character to reach 100 episodes.
That's crazy considering, is Emma not the star?
Right. They really be having Emma. Well, there really were periods of time recently where Emma has just been MIA. So
I wonder where Miriam McDonald was while this was going on. Do you think she was off filming She's Too Young?
I was just going to say probably them Lifetime movies because she was in multiple. But She's Too Young was my favorite. Yeah, it is funny that she was the main character.
So I think we're a little bit behind.
Yeah. So Lord knows what she was doing.
Okay, hang on. Now I want to know. Secret Degrassi episode. What's crazy is that she had Secret Degrassi episode and She's Too Young, both in 2004.
Oh, wow.
Emma, what was going on with you that year?
Girl.
All right. Anyway, we can get into it if you're ready.
Let's do it. I am.
All right. So for episode one, there's only one episode, but for the B plot, how did Holly J and Mia end up sharing a locker together? It was a question that I asked myself. Like, girl, what is Holly J Sinclair, Mia Jones? How did they get linked up? Their last names aren't linked. Like, how?
Right. And they wouldn't choose each other, obviously, because they hate each other's guts. So
right. So it doesn't really make sense. Both of them hate this, but they are very happy about seeing Sav.
Girl, the music that they inserted when he was walking down the hallway is funny.
I hate how much they love Sav, but let me tell you, Sav on Ginny and Georgia?
Let them know, because that's literally my note. I don't understand why they thought, or they had let him play like this hot character now, but he definitely had a glow up. And Ginny and Georgia, he is fine.
Because, like, I remember looking at him and being like, what is going on? Why are y'all so, like, going for him at that age? And I'm still, like, he looks like, I mean, whatever. He's obviously a child. But I'm like, he's, like, this lanky, long-haired child. I don't know what y'all are seeing. Yeah. But, like, today? Did y'all see potential?
That's what it is. That's just, like, they had to know something we didn't. Because that's also, like, we talk about him all the time. What's his name? AJ?
Yes.
Because he also had a good glow up. I don't know that they could say that he was fine back then, but wow, he had a glow up. So.
Didn't nobody like that little panty-stealing thief? I can't believe we haven't gotten to that storyline yet. I guess he's not here yet.
Yeah, at all, but he really did have a good glow up. But Sav glow up above the others for sure.
Truly. All right. Anyway, so Holly J tries to flirt with Sav, but he instantly recognizes Mia. And then Holly J is like, well, yeah, you probably saw her waddling through the halls because she was pregnant. But Sav doesn't care that Mia has a daughter.
Yeah.
Manny?
Sorry, this little girl is eating an ear pod.
Oh, my God.
What is
the disrespect?
Happening? It's not my earpod though, so we can.
Because you should have left it somewhere better.
I am. Okay, sorry.
All right. So Manny later sees Mia flirting or whatever. She checks out Sav. And Mia's like, girl, I got dibs. But things are difficult for Mia after her last boyfriend. She did get his ass stabbed. Apparently, as we saw earlier, Holly J is also into Sav. Manny realizes that Holly J is Heather Sinclair's younger sister. And she tells Mia, my God, I'm all these damn names. Mia, you might be in trouble if Holly J is also after Sav. It's debate class with Mia versus Holly J, and Sav is conveniently the moderator. The two go back and forth. Also, since when does Miss Quan teach debate? But here we are.
What doesn't that woman teach?
You know what? She did not ask for all of this, but they go back and forth about cankles and herpes and motherhood. But I wanted to know why Mia was the only one who got reprimanded.
Yeah, that made no sense to me because it was very clear that homegirl started it.
It was giving hater from Miss Quan, right. Because I don't understand why you were mad with Mia and not with Holly J.
It makes no and like at both of them, because they're going back and forth. Do you think Mia just came out of nowhere and started making comments? No, she had to respond to something.
Exactly. They're annoying. She was annoying. I didn't like it. Mia runs into Sav at the dot later when she has Isabella. So they sit down and join Sav at the table and talk about their debate class. Sav makes it clear that the only thing he has in common with Holly J is Lakehurst. So I'm not interested in her, basically. But he is free as a bird. Mia takes that as an invitation, but it was very clearly not an invitation.
No, he was just making sure it was clear that he was not with homegirl.
She tries flirting with him at school the next day and invites him to the park with her and Isabella, but Sav has soccer. But I was so confused because this also isn't the end of Mia going after Sav, because I think she tries again, like, either later or next season.
Girl. Persistence, I guess.
She plays herself both times.
I'm not surprised.
Because Sav tells Mia that she's great, but he doesn't want to jump into anything right now. And Holly J shows up to gloat, and Mia ends up evicting Holly J from their locker. Which I don't know how that was allowed, but here we are.
How do these kids get away with anything? Because, like, what do you mean?
I understood absolutely nothing that happened.
Yeah, that was so, like, thrown together. Because even, like, down to the convenient debate between the two of them to, like, them both going after him, like, okay, I guess. Yeah, I literally had like three notes from that section.
I got nothing.
The only other thing I called out was like, is her name? I want to call her Heather for no. We don't even talk about Heather that much because we never see her. We talk about her once in a blue. Holly was teen mom shaming like OD. But then I remember like back at that time, whew, I'm sure a lot of this was going on. I feel like it's a little bit not normalized, but you're used to seeing it now. So. And they also have schools, separate schools for people who are pregnant.
Girl, there was. I definitely remember. I don't know if I think it was just, it was crazy. It's like, damn, you got a baby. And that is crazy. And you know what? Honestly, I think that's okay that you're crazy. I don't think it's okay to slander just the moms and not obviously the father. Mm-hmm. I just think it's crazy. It was crazy when it happened.
It's crazy. Like,
that sucks.
Because you know what, I guess it makes a lot of sense to think it's that because like at my big old age, people tell me that like they're pregnant or having kids and it still feels like teen pregnancy. So like imagine actually being a teen and someone being pregnant and being like, wow, you're having a kid? That is wild.
A whole kid. You know what? The kids, I actually sat here and I said, no, my kids didn't tell me anything crazy during our lunch today, but absolutely they did. Either this week or last week. They told me they wanted a baby. And I was like, so babies are a lot of work. Maybe, I was like, you know, that's not really my business, but maybe like consider how much work they are. It's really hard to go to school and take care of a baby. It's really hard to work and take care of a baby. So it's probably really hard to go to school and take care of a baby. But, you know, That's your own business, 8-year-old.
That is so funny. It's like, have you heard of Barbie dolls? Like,
girl, they were definitely like, I want to have a baby. Oh, I want you to want more for yourself.
That is as so one person funny.
Who has a baby to another who doesn't.
As a grown-ass woman who has a baby.
It was really hard. And I can't imagine it would be easier at 8.
That is so interesting. I have never, my sister can attest to this too. I never grew up being like, I want to have a kid someday. Like, never. Mm. And I find it hard to like imagine being that young and be like, this looks great. Like, I want to be a mom.
Right. No, I didn't. I mean, and so many people were surprised when I showed up with one. And it was like, I mean, like, I work with them enough. I just thought I, you know, want one that I could keep for a little bit.
It adds up.
It's like, they're cool. But no, it always looked like it was terrible. I was asking my mom, why the hell do you have 3? You should have stopped after 2. And mind you, I'm the 3rd born.
You are so funny.
It's like, you could have stopped. Could have kept it. But yeah, so that's where we're at in my lunches. It's really hard. And just, okay, you know.
That's a new one for me, but to each their own, I guess.
And now a word from our sponsors. If you bop your head to Degrassi Jams the way we do, then you'll no doubt love checking out a new EP coming out this Valentine's Day by Instagram handle Abstract Sam. Wow, I can't spell. Abstractsamm. The EP will include 3 songs about breakups and heartbreaks and a poem about crushing on someone new. So if you love petty breakup songs the way we do, you'll check out this EP dropping by Abstract Sam this Valentine's Day. It'll be on all streaming platforms and you can follow her at Abstract Sam on either TikTok or Instagram. Abstractsamm. On TikTok or Instagram. And now back to the show. So I'm just sick of hearing Craig's tired ass music. I'm sick of it.
It looks like he isn't capable of making music unless it's about someone or with Ashley.
Clearly. Or if he steals it from Ashley.
Right.
Spinner apparently isn't, because we have an opening scene where he is listening to Craig's CD on the computer lab. I did pause the episode so I could look at the tracks. I'm pretty sure I could have Googled this. I didn't. Anyway, there are 11 tracks on the song. Number 1, My Window. 2, Bruised, Not Broken. 3, She Is the Ash. What does it even mean?
Right.
4, Not Your Problem. 5, Redheaded for Trouble. 6, A Dedicated Father. 7, Thong Girl, Wrong Girl. He didn't need to do Manny like that. Like, what?
That is crazy.
8, Boiler Room. Child. 9, Kissing in the Stairwell. Who the hell did he kiss in the stairwell?
Who is that? Because I would have thought Boiler Room, like, those would probably go in hand.
What are we missing?
Someone tell us, what are we missing?
10, 1 year gone. Is that a year of rehab?
I feel like it's either rehab or him leaving.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Where did he go? Wherever he went. Somewhere.
I hate that you said that and all I heard was, where'd you go? I miss you so. All right, 11, Lament for Your Sister. Craig is trifling, because apparently Ashley wrote My Window, as we said earlier, but he didn't give her any credit. So I actually, like, after watching this episode, I understand exactly why Jimmy got deleted from her demo. I think it was shady, and we'll talk more on that later. But, like, I get it. I understood exactly why she was like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah. I get why the episode title is tricky, because it really is tricky.
It is tricky. Anyway, so Jimmy tries to make Ashley smile later by celebrating her win on their most recent test, but Ashley has her sights set on chasing her dreams. She no longer knows if she's into going to law school. She encourages Jimmy as well to pursue his passion in art, guitar, and freestyling. But Jimmy is like, I know that I came back up with the lining and rap skills, but I'm still interested in law school, which makes it really frustrating because I feel like she really pushes him to join her. That's why I get mad.
That's what was throwing me off too, because it's like, dang, girl, what do you want? At first, it was y'all's dream together, and then eventually it becomes a solo dream. What is it?
Like, you could pursue music and I could watch you. It's okay. Yeah.
And he's willing, he's already really supportive of whatever she does in general. So it's not like he's lacking in that department for her.
And he did try to pursue art. It didn't work and his store got robbed.
It got robbed and shut down.
So Spinner and Jimmy are playing a game of horse together when they overhear Ashley practicing for the talent show. I love the subtitles because when Spinner tells Jimmy that he's Degrassi's new superstar's boy toy, so he tells Jimmy that Jimmy is Degrassi's new superstar's boy toy, the subtitles read as unenthused sigh. Apparently Ashley has been talking to Jimmy about them chasing their dreams, as I said, and Jimmy suspects that she wants to do a solo project. So he knows. He knows you want to fly solo, and he's fine with it.
Yes. He's not Craig.
Anya approaches Ashley after her practice to gush about how she's the Ash is about her, and how Ashley's attending Degrassi is their own little piece of Craig. They walk away giggling that she is Craig's old girlfriend, and Ashley is pissed. They're at the rooming house later that night and introduce their new roommate, Griffin. Griffin remarks that Jimmy's wheelchair is cool, for which Jimmy replies, it's one of the perks of being shot.
What? Now why? But why did he compliment his chair in the first place? Because there's so many other things.
Cool chair has been something I have never said.
Right. I can't leave it anywhere. Like, it kind of has to come with me. It's not part of the decor. Sorry. Like, it can't stay here.
So he invites Marco and his friends to the open jam at the club where he works. And Ashley invites Jimmy to freestyle over the chorus at open jam tomorrow. See, and this is where Ashley goes from right to wrong, in my opinion, because when they work on her song later, she dismisses Jimmy and tells him that the song doesn't sound right as she imagined in her head. She has once again kicked Jimmy off her song. So it's like, I want you there. I don't want you there. And she only tells Jimmy right before the performance that she's about to give. So she played herself, though, because then when she starts to perform, the crowd is like, boo, bitch, get off the stage.
And that says a lot considering Danny and Derek were before her and they were doing absolutely nothing and no one was reacting.
Like, you, if you get booed after Danny and Derek, what did you do wrong? And I mean, honestly, that's no shade against her song. I didn't really care for it. It wasn't bad. Yeah. Tell Me Lies was a bop. It was once Jimmy added his rap.
But exactly. Don't play.
So Jimmy sees things not going well. I guess he hops on stage to do the freestyle as he planned to do before she kicked him off. The crowd loves it. But Ashley is pissed because, once again, she's with a partner who receives better than her and her just by herself. But really, take that as a hint, girl. You ain't got no stage presence.
Right. Like, what does it really mean here? Like, let's dig a little bit deeper. When you can look at it multiple ways.
And I'm not saying Ash is bad, but like, when is her content in the absence of external influence? Like when Paige came, or yes. It's like Carrie, like when she came and made like PMS.
Yes. Wow. It does date back to like really early too. Like, you're a songwriter, good sis. And that's okay. That is okay. Same. You're not the vocalist. You're not the main act. And sometimes that's okay.
And honestly, I think that's more of a stable career anyway. And you get way more say in what you're doing. So really, the songwriters is where it's at, in my opinion.
100%. There's definitely longevity in being able to write for not only yourself, but other people. Like, you don't have to perform every song you write, especially if it's good.
Mm-hmm. But Ashley is still pissed that Jimmy took the attention from her. And she's ranting to Ellie about the incident that happened with Jimmy. But Ellie's really not here for Ashley's complaints.
They sing, nobody cares. Jimmy rambles his rhymes, unrehearsed, they go wild. Everything's easy for him.
Yeah, except walking.
Not what I meant.
I hate them.
That is so wild. But also, you right. Let her know, because she sound a little crazy right now.
Girl. Like, let him have this win. You forced him on that stage and then got mad when he came on the stage.
Right. Huh? What is it? What is it? Like, what do you actually want here? I don't think you know.
And that ain't even the only back and forth, because Ellie's is playing, or her song is playing for Ellie. So Ashley's playing her song for Ellie, and Griffin overhears it. He once again encourages Ashley to bring Jimmy to the open jam that evening. He is, of course, only interested in Jimmy's rap. He doesn't care for anything that Ashley has to contribute, which is crazy because it is her song.
Her whole song.
Jimmy's excited to hear about the proposition to perform, and Ashley tells him that Griffin only wants Jimmy to perform. But Jimmy tells Ashley, I'm not going if it's not both of us, because we're a team. I'm only here because you told me to. So then Ashley agrees to perform with Jimmy, but then she doesn't show up, so he has to perform alone. But then she does show up because she watches. Griffin tells Jimmy that he did amazing, and the producer wants to hear more. And we next find Ashley in the computer lab mixing the track. She's like very eerily high at her computer screen from Jimmy when he rolls into the lab to find her, and she says the song just needs a couple of tweaks. But in case you weren't explicitly clear about on what was about to happen, we watch Ashley overtly delete Jimmy's track from the song. She will be sending the demo without Jimmy's share of the project, and the episode ends. And this is where she becomes like, if she just stayed not wanting him from the beginning and was open right. and honest about it, why did you then try to pretend to support him and then tell him to go on stage only to turn around and delete his track?
Literally, and like so much so that you did not show up for the performance. And also, homeboy never really said, like, he did say he was interested in Jimmy, but also he was like, you could come too. You know what I mean? So like, now that someone wants a disc or like a whatever, it's an issue, but you literally just encouraged Jimmy to do it himself.
And they didn't want you, Ashley.
they don't want your demo without Jimmy.
Like, I don't, what exactly were you thinking when you decided to do that?
That is wild. Yeah, I hate that because it was so much back and forth. And when you really think about it, the way the episode starts, she's mad Craig doesn't give her these credits on his album. She wrote this song for him, yada, yada, yada. Has this history with Craig and the music. What makes you then go, hey, Jimmy, we should be singers together, or we should be in a band together?
None of it really added up. And I don't, again, I know that there's like a lot of Ashley hate and slander, and I want to say that I don't subscribe to it entirely in this episode. Like, I don't blame her for wanting to keep him off, but yeah. I do blame her for how she went about it and the entire back and forth. That I had a problem with. You could have just said you didn't want him on your shit from the get-go, and this would never would have been an issue.
And he would have been, again, would have been fine with it, because he was fine with it. Like, you forced him into it. So it's like, you don't want to only be known as like your significant other's like backup, whatever, but also you want to get noticed because you work with them almost. You know what I mean? Like, now Griffin knows that you make music because Jimmy had a good verse on your track, but you also don't want Jimmy to be a part of it. But you will take the fact that he knows you and wants anything to do with you because of this Jimmy track.
Right. And it's just like, I feel like she could have gotten a lot farther if she had just sent that to them. Because, I mean, she produced the song.
You will get some sort of credit. You, at that point, you have control over getting credit if it goes somewhere.
I don't understand.
You're just, like, it's all ego, and you're only worried about it just being you. And you're so right. It was never her.
There's a possibility that they would have listened to it and been like, your flow is great, but we don't like the track. But even then, that means that they don't like your track with or without Jimmy. So they still don't like your track, girl. Like...
It would have been clear. You would have gotten the answers you are apparently looking for. Like, do these people want to work with you or do they not? You know?
Yeah. So she's annoying. I guess she just didn't want to boost anyone else up without boosting herself up, which was fine if she had just done that from the get-go.
Yeah. Like, just be for real.
And so I don't really have a moral, except that was trifling and tricky.
It was trifling and tricky. Absolutely. I didn't have one either, but I feel like we both have come to the agreement that she made terrible choices.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You just need to be for real and be up front, especially if someone's willing to support you. You don't even got to do all that for Jimmy. He would have been fine if you would have just let him live his little law school or opposite dreams.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's the end of the episode. You don't have any other comments? That's crazy.
No, and it was a good episode. And I feel like we discussed it really well, but it's been 25 minutes.
It's crazy. It's shorter when we actually have things to talk trash about and longer when we have nothing to talk about.
Yes. I know. Well, I guess the next episodes are two parts, so we'll probably have lots to say then, even if the episode is not good.
Right. And so with that segue, next on Degrassi. Tensions between Lakehurst and Degrassi students continue to rise amid packed classrooms and the war for school turf. Okay. But Jane, the adorable yet tough new Lakehurst girl, is Spinner's target in a hostile territory. That sounds really aggressive because she's his romantic target. Like, he also gets a scary diagnosis. Meanwhile, Darcy believes she has come to terms with her rape, but her actions prove this to be wrong when she acts out in class. And so, scary diagnosis, Darcy storyline. Trigger warnings ahead. Mm-hmm. That wraps this week's episode of Below the Dot podcast. If you enjoyed your listen, please tell a friend to tell a friend, and to hold you over between episodes, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Oh, should I start calling it X now? Or should I? Are we? Because I just.
Absolutely not. I just listened to another podcast. I was like, it's going to be Twitter for the rest of our days. So.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Anyway. And honestly, even if it still maintains, like, why the hell should you guys follow us on Twitter? You probably shouldn't. We're not there. I'm not. So maybe you should just follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's on X, aka Twitter, anymore anyway.
Yeah, not I. But anyway, under some derivative of the username Below the Dot, feel free to reach out with any questions, comments, or concerns on either of our social media accounts, or email us at whateverittakes385@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back on your airwaves this time next week, whatever it takes.